Good afternoon, all you folks at Green Acres. We're truly delighted for this privilege again to be able to be here with you through this video. I pray it's a blessing and encouragement and even a challenge. Maybe there's areas in our lives where God wants to mold us, shape us into being more Christ-like. So today we're going to be, the title I have here is Don't Forget to Ask. Don't forget to ask God. Don't forget to seek God. But before we get into the Word of God, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for your love. Lord, I do thank you for this Word, your holy Word that we have. We just can't thank you enough for it, how it can guide us, direct us, show us how to live, show us what you are like, so that we can strive through Christ's strength to be more like Christ. So Lord, I ask that you bless this time we have to look into your word. I ask that you would teach us, challenge us. And Lord, I pray that you would bless these people that came out to the service. I just ask that you would strengthen them, give them health. And Lord, give them encouragement. Lord, I pray most importantly that if there's one of them watching this today, that they would make sure they're saved. Not that they would question their salvation, but they would question whether they believe. So I just ask you to bless our time now, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're starting Psalms 141, verse 1, which we have it up there. It says, Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Verse 2, let my prayer be set forth before thee as an incense, and lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So, don't forget to ask. Don't forget to pray. These two verses talk about prayer. Verse 2, it says, let my prayer be set before thee as an incense. This is David saying, he's praying, Lord, may my prayer be an incense to you. May it be sweet to you. May you delight in my prayer. That's what David was saying here to God. And God does delight in our prayer. He delights in the attitude of prayer, the humiliation of prayer. Because when we go before God in prayer, we're admitting that we need Him. We need His help. And above all, we need His salvation. Amen. Let's go to Luke 11. God delights in us praying. Luke 11, verse 9. One reason why God delights in us praying is because He can show us His power then, because we're trusting in God and not our own strength. Luke 11, verse 9. It says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If any son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will ye give him a stone? Or he that saith of a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Verse 12. Excuse me. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? These two verses here are Jesus is saying, ask and ye shall receive. Come before me and I will answer you. That's what Jesus is saying to us. In verse 11 through 13, it's talking about the fact that if your children came to you and asked for bread, are you going to give them a stone? Or ask for an egg, are you going to give them a scorpion? No. You're going to give them good things if you love them. And likewise, when we go to God asking of His will, He's going to give us His good and perfect will. So God will show us His power. Let's go to John 14, 13. Oh, how we serve a great God. He is always there. He's promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He's always ready to hear our prayers and to give us his perfect will, if we're seeking for it. John 14:13. It says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." When we ask and God answers, we then must give glory to God. This verse 13 says, the end of it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God's glorified by us praying, seeking his face, and seeing the result of that, seeing God's will. God is glorified. Is that not our heart's desire, that God will be glorified? And God's glorified through us asking, through us coming to God, seeking his help. Let me go to Luke 12:16. But it's so easy in the flesh to become self-sufficient, self-dependent, self-reliant, however you want to put it, dependent upon ourselves. And then we don't feel the need to pray. We don't feel the need to seek God because we feel self-sufficient. And oh, may God help us to never be there. Let's see. Luke 12:16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Behold, I have no more room to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods." So we see here a rich man. His business brought forth abundantly. He has over enough than he needs. He just has so much. He's thinking, how am I going to lay up all this treasure, if you will? So he's thinking, well, I'll just tear down my barn and build greater. Verse 19. "And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." So now we see he's thinking, wow, I've got all I need for many years. And he's saying to himself, "Soul, thou hast enough for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." So that is self-sufficiency. He's not dependent on God. He's dependent upon his own works, his own means, his own provision. Will you? Verse 20, it says, "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Verse 21, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." May we be rich toward God and not lay up for ourselves our own earthly treasures. I mean, there's things we have to buy to survive, to make a living, and so forth. You understand that. But to go to the extreme of getting, gathering for so many years and getting to the point where you're not dependent upon God, that is where the sin is, the temptation to be self-sufficient. So God wants us to be resting on him. And verse 21, to be rich toward God. Verse 20 said, "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" We know not the day of our death. We may have all these plans, but if God's not in them, they'll pass away and come to naught. So we just need to be steadfastly seeking God's face and praying. As the title is, don't forget to ask constantly, continually. And thinking about that, let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Very short verse. It says, "Praying without ceasing." Let's read verse 18. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Pray without ceasing. Why would we need to do that, you might say? Well, we need God. We want to be completely dependent upon God and not ourselves, so we need to constantly seek His face for wisdom, for provision, for guidance. There's just an endless amount of things. We can do nothing in our own strength, but we need God. Let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28. It says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Now let's focus on verse 31. It says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Then they shall walk and not faint." Wow, that's an incredible verse. It's kind of summarizing all my whole points I'm trying to bring out today. If we wait upon God, if we're reliant upon God, then God will give us the strength. God will give us what we need to walk and not faint, and to renew our strength, that they may mount with wings as eagles. God will give us an abundance of strength if we seek Him. We need to ask in faith. We don't want to forget to ask, but we can. It's possible to ask in vain. We need to ask in faith. Let's go to James 1, verse 5. James 1 and verse 5. There's James. Alright, James 1 and verse 5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Here we go, verse 6. "But let him ask in what? Faith. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." Verse 7, it says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." So if we're asking in unbelief, in doubt, God's saying in verse 7, don't think you're going to receive it. Because you're not asking in faith. You're truly not seeking for God's perfect will, if you will. "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." We need to go to God confident that He will answer in one way or the other, and that He has the power to answer. We need to ask in faith. The last point here, by faith ye are saved. We need to ask in faith for everything. And along the same lines, the most important thing is ask in faith for salvation. Let's go to Ephesians 2, verse 8. And would you ask yourself today, have you ever called out to God for salvation? Admitted your sin, admitted your state before God, and admitted that He is the only Savior and truly believe that and confess that. Have you? Let's read Ephesians 2 and verse 8. It says, chapter 2, verse 8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Verse 9, "not of works, lest any man should boast." So verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." You must believe. And one last verse, let's go to Romans 10. Romans chapter 10. Have you ever asked for salvation? Have you ever asked for forgiveness, cleansing from all your sin? And have you ever asked for an eternity with Jesus in heaven? Romans 10, let's start in verse 9. I'll read a couple of verses here. It says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Have you ever done that? Simple question. Have you ever done that? The Bible says, whosoever will may come. God's telling to you today, come. Ask. God delights in you asking. So that you can see his power. So that we can become God-reliant and not self-reliant. Reliant upon God's strength and his power and not our own. So may God challenge us today to truly focus on God, to truly trust in God. And if you have never called upon God, do it today. The Bible says, for now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Would you call upon God? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for your love. Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for giving me a new heart that loves righteousness and that loves things of God. Lord, I just praise you for that. Lord, help us to not become self-reliant, but become reliant upon you. Lord, I ask that you would truly bless these people at Green Acres today. Lord, give them strength. Lord, help them to be faithful. Give them opportunities to share your word. Give them opportunities to share a gospel track or give somebody a word of encouragement or just point people to you. Lord, I just ask that you bless the rest of this day. Lord, we just praise you for all that you've done. I pray in Jesus.